and welcome to Point Breakaway, the podcast about the Ducks, Kings, anything else that comes to mind. I am Josh Cooper in Los Angeles, California. He is Shane O'Brien in Orange County, Ope still. No, Arizona, anything like that along those lines. You're in the OC.
What's up, Coop? Yeah, still holding it down here. Golf course is open. We got the carts going with the social distancing. We got a little outdoor bar now. We got music playing. So there's no complaints on my end anymore. My golf game's been pretty good the last couple weeks. So life is good and social distancing and all that stuff.
That's awesome. I love to hear that. And the other thing I love to hear is the fact that we have another great guest on this show. Everybody loves to freaking go on shows with you, right, Obes?
we're a team effort, Coop. Team effort here.
Chris, well, said guest is the Anaheim Ducks all-time defenseman leader for goals, assists, points, and games. I mean, that's really good.
Wow.
America's own Cam Fowler. Cam, how are you doing today? And thank you so much for joining Point Breakaway. We truly appreciate it.
Yeah, hey, doing well, boys. Thanks for having me on. It's nice to be here.
Hey, Cam, thanks for coming on, obviously. And wow, brother, congratulations, leading in all those categories. I you know, obviously, I know you got some offensive ability, can skate, but that's amazing, man. Good for you. When did this happen? Has this been a long time, or when did you break all those records?
Yeah, no, thank you. I appreciate it. I think I know the points one, I think, was this past season. I might have gotten the goals one the season before that, but yeah, I'm very, very thankful for that. Humbled, obviously, and I think it's just a product of being here now for 10 seasons, and the Ducks giving me an opportunity to play every night, and so I'm very appreciative for that.
Yeah, that's amazing, and I'm going to get into how long you've been a Duck for here, but I got your Hockey DB page up here, Cam, and I got to be honest, it's a nice pick. You got a good smile. The hair looks good. The teeth are sparkling white. I don't know what your secret is. You're going to have to let me know, but it says born December 5th, 1991, Windsor, Ontario.
Now, that's is this
true? I've known you for a long time. I knew you're an American player. I didn't know you were born in Windsor, Ontario. So I guess I don't know you that well.
Yeah, well, that might have been something that slipped through the cracks during one of our golf matches, but yeah, I was born there. My dad's Canadian. My dad's from Newfoundland, actually, and he was going to school over there in Windsor and met my mom, who was living in Detroit at the time. So I was born in Windsor, but then my dad got relocated to Michigan with his job working for Ford. So I only lived in Windsor for about a year and a half, and then moved to the States, and I've been there ever since.
So did you play your minor hockey? Like, were you like a Detroit Little Caesars guys? Because they always kicked my ass growing up. Or where did you play your minor hockey?
Yeah, I was a Honey Baked guy.
Oh, okay, they kicked my ass too. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, there's some good hockey and really good minor hockey in the Metro Detroit area.
Did you ever find it funny, the sponsorship names that you're associated with? Little Caesars, Honey Baked, or was it just like a thing back then you never thought about, and now it's kind of funny?
No, even back then it was always something that was kind of hard to figure out as a young kid. You know, you had the best teams in the area were Bell Tire, which is just like obviously a major tire shop in the Detroit area. And then you had Honey Baked, which is a ham company. Little Caesars, which is pizza, obviously. And then another good team in the area was Victory Honda, which is just like a car dealership. So I don't really know why it works that way, but you just wanted to play on the best teams in the area, and those were all of them.
Not even an American car company.
I know. Yeah, it's hard to figure that one out, but they were another team that was always in the mix. So, and all those teams have been around for a long time.
Speaking of Little Caesars, Cam, I haven't played in the new arena because I was done there, but how good was a slice of pizza at the Joe from Little Caesars after a game? Usually after a loss because the Rams were so good, but that was one of the highlights that was one of the highlights of playing at the Joe.
Oh, yeah. That's, I mean, obviously I'm a little biased because I grew up in the area and Little Caesars is prominent in Michigan, but I still think it's some of the best pizza out there. And You're absolutely right. After a hard-fought match, coming back into the locker room, having a couple slices always takes the edge off.
It sure does.
When was the last time you had a hot and ready?
I'd say I had like a crazy craving for one not too long ago, and there's one over in Costa Mesa, so I put the dog in the car and drove over there and got myself a nice hot and ready.
What is a hot and ready?
It's just a pepperoni pizza that Little Caesars claims to like always have ready. So
you
can just pop right in their store and they should have one ready to go for you. $5 and you're out.
I like the sounds of that. I'm gonna have to do that.
Yes. Oh, it's good too. It's good quality stuff.
Cam, obviously there's a bit of a pause right now, and there have been all these just kind of, I guess, plans that are thrown back and forth, 24 teams, 16 teams, 20 teams, like who knows what's going on. But there was one particular plan that we saw where it suddenly had the Ducks potentially in a play-in situation. Did you see that? And was it like, oh my gosh, I have to start getting ready right now? Or, I mean, how are you following this? And do you think that your captain, Ryan Getzlaf, had that immediate thought process as well?
Yeah, I mean, it's, I think for everybody, all athletes around the world, it's an interesting time right now. And you're obviously thinking about the safety of everyone around you first and foremost. But there's been a lot to take in and digest. You know, there's meetings every day, there's phone calls, there's emails. So part of you wants to be informed and understand what's going on, but there's another part of you that, you know, it's hard to continually read these emails and see kind of where we're at, because at the end of the day, there hasn't been a whole lot of progress made. So I didn't see the proposal that you're talking about with us in. Everything I've seen has been the 24 teams and then Minnesota switching over to the Pacific Division. So honestly, I'm trying to be as informed as I can while also just kind of living my life and not checking into the emails and everything all the time. But as far as my preparation goes, I've still tried to stay in it as best I can, and being able to skate with being injured before the whole shutdown helps out a lot as well.
You know, I've known you for a long time. I've known you since you first came up with the Ducks, and we used to skate together in the summer. And, you know, I watched you play this year, and I just see that you're the veteran guy on the blue line now. The way you play, the way you handle the puck, obviously all that stuff. But, you know, when it comes to being on the bench or in the dressing room, you know, how do you act now as a veteran opposed to, you know, when you're coming up and you had guys like whoever it was, Vatanen, all these guys, and now you're kind of the guy. You know, do you enjoy it? Do you say a lot, or you just do it all by example?
Yeah, I think for me, it's a little bit of both. I think, you know, my personality type is not super loud in the locker room. And that's just kind of been the way that I've always been coming up through the ranks. So I think obviously it gives you some confidence as a player being around here for a long time now and understanding how things work. So I think I grew into a little bit more of a vocal role, but still, for the most part, still just tried to prepare myself night in and night out. And that's how I try and lead my team, and everyone has a role on the team. And that's something that I tried to do and make sure that I was ready to play every night, as opposed to being a little bit louder.
Like you said, you've been a Duck here for a long time, and you know, we had those summer skates at Anaheim Ice and all those times practicing. So I got to ask you, because I missed it, how is the new practice rink? Because you've been here a long time. You put up with that Anaheim Ice for so many years. So how nice is that new practice rink, Cam? Is it a nice lounge in there for you guys? I'm assuming it's nice.
Yeah. They did a really nice job with the new facility. And the location of it too makes a huge difference for a lot of us coming from Newport. You know, you just jump on the 73 and no traffic or anything, gets you right into Irvine pretty quick. But the whole facility itself, they did a really great job. Everything from the lounge to the gym, we actually have two separate levels. upstairs and downstairs for the gym, and then and great ice, and yeah, and as you know, pretty much anything was going to be a step up from Anaheim Ice, but we've really come a long way. They did a really good job.
So is the gym upstairs?
So we have two, yeah. Like if for full workouts and a team lift, that would be upstairs, and then downstairs is a little bit of like a turf area and maybe some cardio and everything. But for the majority of it, the bikes and treadmill and everything and weights and squat racks are all upstairs.
So is it safe to say that our boy Ryan Gutzlaus have yet to be upstairs or what? You can be honest with me on here, Cam. Has he yet to be up there?
You know what? Oops, he was on Team Fitness this year. He was wow. Grinding in the gym. Yeah, he you know, I don't know if you know Dallas at all. Have you played Dallas?
Yeah, Oops? I played for Dallas in San Diego, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So you kind of understand how into fitness Dallas is. So I think he kind of got that message across to Getz, and Getz was very physically active this year. Definitely.
Wait, Cam, define physically active and team fitness with Getz, because we've had him on the pod, and he's, you know, and the reason why I asked about him earlier with the coming back and that weird scenario was just because of the jokes we make with him. But please explain to us, enlighten us, if you will.
No, I mean, anyone that knows Getz knows that he is like as physically gifted as pretty much anybody. So sometimes with him, he doesn't really need a whole lot to get going. You know, he's got the ability and he can turn that on whenever he wants. But I think this year with Dallas coming in, I think he wanted us to be a well-conditioned team, and he values some difficult workouts and kind of the mental side of it and grinding through things together as a team. And Getzy being a good captain and a good leader, he was kind of at the forefront of all that and trying to get us to be in good shape as a team. And a lot of that came from kind of the regiment that Dallas had put in.
Yeah, Cam, I played for Dallas and San Diego, and you know, I watched a lot of your guys' games this year, and you guys got off to a great start. And, you know, we had Dallas on here, was a good enough guy to come on for us. And the one thing that I just thought you guys had, and, you know, it starts with him, it starts with Getz, it starts, guys, with you, is just the character and culture you're building there. And I know Dallas is big in fitness, but, you know, he makes it fun and he almost makes it enjoyable, doesn't he?
Yeah, for sure. He really does. And he values fitness, but he values competition within fitness like way more. So he always wanted us pushing each other and competing against one another, because he's a big believer in the mindset of, you know, if you are competitive with each other in practice or workouts, that's going to carry over to the ice. So Dallas is about as competitive as there is and that I've come across. And that certainly came through with a lot of his workouts and practices.
So, Cam, you've obviously been with the Ducks for a long time, and you're signed on a long-term deal, and you've got some real exciting young players. I know a few of them took their lumps this year, but you know, they definitely showed some progress before the pause. You got Trevor Zegras coming up. I mean, how excited for you for the future of this franchise right now? Obes talked about Dallas, the never-quit mentality. We know Ryan Getzlaf is one of the best captains out there. Your leadership ability, how pumped are you for the future with this franchise?
Yeah, very excited. Very, very excited. And I think every team has to go through something like we went through this season with, you know, we had a lot of young players playing prominent roles, and that's a difficult transition to make. Like, the NHL is a whole different beast when it comes to experience and what it takes to play consistently through an 82-game season. And I went through it as a young player. Everyone goes through it. So just getting that experience in some of these guys' first full season, I think, is huge. And we have some great players in the pipeline. Obviously, you mentioned Zegras, and I watched a little bit of him at the World Championships and World Juniors, and his playmaking ability. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with him. But I think the future here is very bright, and we're definitely excited about it.
Yeah, I agree, Cam. And Cam, I just wanted to ask you about Gibby. You know, I played in front of him for a month or two in San Diego, and I've watched him play. And, you know, we talk about this rebuild and, you know, playing in front of him night in and night out. And I said to Coop at the start of the season, you know, this rebuild could go quicker because of a guy like John Gibson. And just tell our listeners what it's like playing in front of him night in and night out, and, you know, how much easier it makes it on you guys.
You're absolutely right. That's a great point. I think every quality team around the league, it starts at goaltender, and Gibby has consistently been our best player this year. He's consistently kept us in some games that we might not have deserved to be in. And he, you just know going into every game, and it, you know, it doesn't mean that you lay off or you, you know, take it easy or anything, but you know, if there's a mistake made, 9 times out of 10, Gibby's going to bail you out. And I saw it the year before with some of the amazing games he had when we were really struggling defensively, and it was no different this year. His compete level and his athletic ability to make some pretty amazing saves definitely makes my job easier.
Cam, one of the things I've always loved about this Ducks team, or these Ducks teams since I've been covering them, is the amount of Swedish players you have. Mm-hmm. Rickard, Rakell, and Hampus Lindholm kind of being at the forefront there for me, and their overall bromance. What is your best Rickard, Rakell, Hampus Lindholm bromance story?
You know, there's quite a few, I think. I know one time I was in the hotel, and they were roommates at the time, and I knocked on their door for something, and both of them came to the door simultaneously in their Bjorn Borg boxer shorts. It surprised me a little bit, but what was funny about it was that it seemed totally normal for them. Just to be, I mean, obviously you hang out, but it was the middle of the day, you know, like you probably don't hang out in your boxers in the middle of the day, but they were, the Swedes are funny, funny guys. And the Swedish people are really proud of their heritage, and they're fun to be around, but they definitely have some quirky attributes to them that that give you some quality entertainment for sure.
What we talk quite a bit about cars on this podcast, and in regards to Swedish players and cars, one guy who we've asked about with other guys is Marcus Pettersson drove a Jetta. Were you aware of this when he was in Anaheim? Did you guys give him any crap for it?
I think he took a little bit of a hard time with the guys. I actually never, for some reason, I never saw him drive one. But to be honest, we've come a long way in the car game for rookies. Like when I was a rookie in Anaheim, I drove a 2004 Eddie Bauer edition Ford Explorer that I that I put chrome like rims on, and I took a pretty big beating from the guys on that one. So when it comes to cars and rookies, I would be one that would probably not be the first to say much. But I know some of the guys definitely gave him a hard time.
Safe to say Getzy probably chirped him a little bit, right? Getzy drives a new car to the rink every day, so.
Yeah, well, you know, when you're part owner of a exotic car dealership, you know, there's some perks that come along with that that some of the rest of us don't have the opportunity to have. Absolutely. So he might have had a few words to say. But
so Cam, I know you're a big golfer, and have you been able to play golf through this whole process at all, or because you're skating every day you haven't had time, or how's your golf game holding up nowadays?
Yeah, I it's kind of sad. I've played 3 times since January. Which is, you know, for you and I, like avid golfers, you try and get out at least a couple times a week. So it's been difficult, and I've played 27 holes since the, you know, quote unquote reopening of the golf courses around here. Just played 9 the first time, did okay. And then I played a full 18 with Matt Brayfield, our assistant equipment manager the other day. Yeah, he was probably in San Diego too, right?
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Yeah. Yeah, good golfer too, but short answer is it's rusty. Oops, it's rusty for sure. But we're going to work through it.
What about, so where do you live now in Orange County? Are you married? Do you have any kids? It's been a while since I talked to you. What's going on that front? Are you still single or a girlfriend? Or?
Yeah, so I got married this last summer in August to my long-term girlfriend, Jasmine, who's from back home. So that was great. And a couple years ago, we bought a house kind of up near Pelican Hill,
off
of Newport Coast. Yeah, so we've been in here. We love it out here. It's, you know, did the little bit of a family move away from the hot spot in Newport and down the peninsula there. So a little more privacy out here and no kids yet, just two dogs and doing the whole family man thing now.
So Coop, I'll let you know how good of a guy Cam is. So Cam likes to spend his summers back in Michigan. I'm sure you're on the lake or whatever. And the one summer Cam had a nice place up in Newport Heights. So my good friend and our friend Scotty Upshaw wanted to rent this place off Cam. And, you know, Cam being the great guy he is, he allowed up here to rent it. And it was an unbelievable place. And let's just say we had a couple little aftershakers up there, but we definitely appreciate it, Cam.
You got it. You got it. Actually, I love that house. So I kind of think about it from time to time about maybe I should have held on to it, but we moved on.
Too.
It was a good spot.
What shape was that in when you got it back?
It was good. So Uppy, you know, Uppy's a little bit of a wild child, I guess, but he's very clean. Like he's a very clean person. Yeah.
He is the cleanest guy in the world. Like one thing about Uppy, if you rent your place, you're going to get it back almost better than when you had it before. But at the same time, there's going to be some after parties. That's just part of the deal. But
that's exactly right. Yeah. We knew that there was a little bit of action over there, but I came back in and everything was how it should have been. And even better, like you said, Opes.
Hey, didn't you have like a sick golden tee or a basketball game in your game room or something? What did you have back there?
Yeah. The 98 NBA Jam.
NBA Jam, man. Yeah. We had some late night NBA jams there. It was fun. That game's great.
I know. I searched. I had a pretty big search to find that. That has like, I played that growing up and I was happy to have that in my house. That was a nice addition to the house for sure.
Oh my God. You had NBA Jam in your house?
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry. My mouth is just agape. Like, cause that's such a sick game.
Yeah. I just remember playing it like at youth tournaments, you know, like in the arena, you have some time in between games and I could always find an NBA Jam and like your guy makes 3 baskets in a row and he's on fire and then you can't stop him and he's doing like triple flip slam dunks and stuff. And I was able to track one down and thought it'd be a nice addition to the house.
He's on fire. It was a great addition to the house. I remember the first time I saw it, I'm like, is this an NBA Jam machine? I'm like, Luke, check this thing out. Let's play a game.
Just imagining this in my brain of seeing this image. Oh my God, it's here.
Yeah, it was. We had a nice little game room back there. It was a good spot.
Cam, I know you're pretty busy with rehab and everything else going on. I really appreciate you taking the time to do this. You know, one of the things that you have done is helped out with first responders, your meal donation program with UCI. What does that mean, and just how has that evolved as this coronavirus situation has continued? What more have you done?
Yeah, so that was a full team effort on trying to figure out a way to make an impact to the people of our community and We originally were tossing around some ideas about the workers at Honda Center and maybe helping them, but our owners Henry and Susan stepped up big and have taken care of those people. So we started throwing some more ideas around, and what better way to start than with the first responders and the people who are on the front lines taking care of us. And so all of us on the team, our wives, everybody wanted to make an impact on those people. And might seem like a small thing to have a hot meal delivered, but at least they know that we're thinking of them, and we appreciate all their efforts. And hopefully we can just make their day, which I'm sure is crazy and hectic, a little bit easier.
Yeah, that's awesome. Good for you, Cam.
Yeah, thank you. It was a Getsy and all of our guys. It was a team effort trying to figure out the direction to go, but everyone stepped up, and as a team, we're happy that we were able to support those people.
Well, Cam, we really appreciate it, and my wife's a nurse practitioner, so I appreciate it.
Oh, amazing!
So thank you very much.
Yeah.
Well, she's currently pregnant and working in stem cell transplant. She's not seeing COVID patients, but still going to work. And I appreciate that stuff. So thank you very much.
Yeah, no, that's amazing. She deserves it. That's those people who are, continuing to put others before themselves is what it's all about. So we're appreciative of all of them.
Yeah. So Cam, thanks a lot, man. I really appreciate you coming on today, taking some time out of your day, and hopefully we'll see you back out on the ice sooner than later, and maybe this summer we can get out for a round of golf and see if we can take some money off Getzlaff.
Yeah, that sounds great. It's always nice catching up with you, Obes. Hope you're hitting them straight, and I appreciate you guys having me on.
All right, awesome. Thank you, Cam.
All right, thanks, Cam.
You got it.
Obes, I want to hear more about these epic battles with Scotty Upshaw playing NBA Jam in Cam Fowler's house in Newport. Was it Newport Coast? Was that what
Yeah,
he
no, so that's when, that was obviously, thanks again for Cam coming on. Just a great kid. You can see how, he's just unbelievable, good guy on the ice, off the ice. And yeah, so the one summer up, he talked him into letting him rent his place. And I think at first Cam was, a little bit, because he knew Uppy and the boys like to have a good time. But Uppy took great care of it. And then the first night we were back there, I was checking out the house, me and Loops, and Uppy's like, come back here, there's a game room. And we're like, wow, there's an NBA Jam back here. So I remember the one night we stayed up probably later than we should have, and we had like an NBA Jam tournament. We had the tunes going. It was just, I hadn't played that game since, I don't even know, elementary school, maybe early high school. And like, it was unbelievable. We were like a kid in a candy store. We played all night.
Yeah, I just also love the stories about how Scotty Upshaw apparently will party his ass off in your place, but return it to you in immaculate shape. That's tremendous.
Yeah, he has like big time like OCD, I guess you call it. He doesn't really sit still a whole lot. He loves his place, is dialed. So, and Uppy for like four or five summers, he just recently built his house last year. So he finally has his dream house built, but he was renting places. And if you're not familiar with Newport Beach, it's extremely hard to rent in the summertime. It's super expensive, and it's just hard to find a rental. So he rented Jonas Hiller's place for a couple of years, and then he rented Cam's for 1 year. So he definitely took advantage of the Ducks connections. And we definitely had some after parties at Hiller's house and Cam's house. So it was all in good fun.
I'll tell you, man, it just sounds like National League fun playing in Anaheim when you just have, the ability to spend money and be in a beautiful place like that. And that's why we love it out here, because it's amazing. So all sorts of really awesome stuff still in the Athletic podcast network. Jared Spurgeon will be the guest on Straight from the Source on Michael Russo's Minnesota Wild podcast. And Hall of Famer Ray Bourque is going to be on the Perfection Pod with Joey McDonald and Fluto Shinzawa. That's one that's going to be awesome. Ray Bourque, wow, that's going to be sick. So I'm excited for that one. Also, please check out our comments section, because each podcast now has them. So go to the Athletic app and shoot us a note and tell us how much you love us. And don't forget to rate and subscribe to Point Breakaway and Apple. Click on the show URL, theathletic.com/pointbreakaway. You'll get 40% off your subscription. Five stars. Remember, five stars. Right, Obi? How many stars?
Five stars, Coops. I love it.
Yep, exactly. So thank you so much to Cam Fowler for coming on. We truly appreciate it. Obi, just keep crushing it, man. Love talking to you once a week. It's just fun.
It's been great, and we've been we've been lucky to have some old school guests come on, and obviously now Cam. So like we say every week, we're just trying to give the listeners something to kind of take their mind off things, and me and Coop, we enjoy doing it. So thanks for listening, and stay safe, Coop.
Yep, stay safe, Obes, and also on the golf course, keep crushing it too, because if your game keeps getting better, that's great. That's a wonderful byproduct of this whole thing.
I don't want to jinx it right now, but my golf game's been hot the last couple of weeks. So we got a golf trip coming up next week to Bandon Dunes in Oregon. We're really excited about that. So hopefully my game can continue to stay hot.
I've heard that place is gorgeous.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. We got 8 guys going up, and it's going to be an unbelievable time. So.
All right, well, have fun with that. Everyone stay safe out there. Enjoy our beautiful sun-kissed weather, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Coop.